So today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King. And for this homily, I will tell you a story for children. I'm sure you love children's stories, because we are all big children, I'm sure. The story is called The King and the Pauper. There was a pauper who one day was walking from town, one town to another, because he hoped he would find better alms in another town. He had nothing but the rags he wore on his back and a small little bag by his side, which held 3 ears of corn. As he was travelling to the next town, he heard the noise of drums and trumpets, and he looked round to see if he could find from where this sound came, and he saw a crowd off in the distance. He saw the crowd, and it gave him hope. He said, "Surely I will find alms there. Surely someone will help me." As the sound grew louder and the crowd grew closer, he saw that it was the king with his court surrounded by guards. And this gave him even more hope. The king has everything, he's very rich, and so are the people around him. So he is definitely, surely going to receive a good sum of money or food or anything. And so he put himself by the side of the road and waited as the king and his court came. Now as the king passed by, the king ordered his company to stop. And he called forth to one of his servants to fetch him the beggar. The servant goes and calls the beggar to stand before the king. This gave again the beggar great hope. And then the king says to the beggar, "What do you have for me?" And the beggar was very much confused. The king, who has everything, is asking something from me? I have nothing to give, he thought in his mind, but did not say out loud. And as the king saw that the beggar had said nothing but stood there in confusion, he says, "What do you have for me? Am I not your king? Do you not live of the produce of my land? Do you not live in my kingdom? What do you give in return?" Now the pauper, terrified to enrage the king, reached into his little bag, took out one of the ears of corn he had, and gave it to the king. He says, "This is what I have for you, my majesty." The king took the ear of corn and gave it to the servant and sent the pauper away. Now the pauper was very angry. Not only did he not get anything, but he lost something. His 3 ears of corn turned to 2. Why would the king, who has everything, ask something from someone who has nothing? The pauper, as he felt angry and frustrated, continued his journey. And he started to feel hungry. And so he said, "Well, I haven't eaten anything for days. I'll eat one of the ears of corn which I have left." And as he reached his hand into his bag, he felt something strange. It was something cold, smooth, and hard. So he pulls it out, and he sees a golden block in the shape of an ear of corn. Now he is very confused. What is this? And why is it in his bag? So he puts the ear of corn down and empties the bag on the floor to see what's in his bag. And down drops, next to the golden ear of corn, 2 other ears of corn, just regular ears of corn. And then he realized what he had given to the king had given back, but of greater value. And now the pauper was much more angry, because he said, if I gave 3 ears of corn to the king, I would now have 3 golden ears of bars and golden bars. I'd be rich. And if I gave my clothes, I'd be wearing fine clothes. And if I gave myself, I would be in his service, in his company, and I would eat with the king. But I was stingy, and I gave just 1 ear of corn. The pauper continues his journey, but angry. This story is, yes, a children's story, but it is very much true story of our king. He owns everything. He created everything. All is his. And he calls to us to follow him, to serve him, to love him. And him being our king, we must offer him something of our own. What do we offer? Of course, you being here at Mass, you have offered at least an hour of the week to him. But you could offer more. You can consecrate your family to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate, Sacred Heart of Jesus, excuse me, chapels on that side, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You can consecrate each day as you say the morning offering, offering to God all your prayers, your suffering, your joys, and your works of the day. You can give all things to God, but often we kind of only call for him to give us things instead of offering things to him, giving him time and our talents and our gifts. We often just say, oh, help me with this, I need money, I need a good job, I need and never, God, take me. Take my talents, take my skills, take my time in helping others, of course, in his glory. We read in Matthew's Gospel, indeed, if anyone gives you even a cup of water because you bear the name of Christ, truly I tell you, he will never lose his reward. And what we give to the poor, you might say, I don't know how to give to the poor. We have a great Catholic charity, the St. Vincent de Paul. They help all those who ask for them for help, whether it be food, whether it be beds, whether it be clothes or towels. If a house burns down and they ask St. Vincent de Paul, they're there to support them. And you, by supporting the Catholic charity, are helping those in need. And you won't be just giving the money to people who may use it for alcohol and drugs. St. Vincent de Paul, we know, will not be funding that, but be helping them with their food and things which are good. God asks for sacrifice. He asks and blesses those sacrifices. If you give yourself in love, God will turn your life into those golden ears of corn. He will make it more precious. And things which are not just precious on this earth, but are things which will last for all eternity. So we are to follow Christ here on earth. Each and every one of us carries a cross, but for all eternity, we will shine in his glory. Often, not only do we forget about Christ as our King, some of us are embarrassed of him. Some of us, I'll read to you what Pope Pius IX says. "As many Catholics lose Christ not from rebellion," so not because we don't like what he teaches or what he asks us to do. Many Christians lose Christ not from rebellion, but from indifference. In their greed for wealth, the senseless hurry of business, the rush for pleasure, men forget and reject divine things. Catholics should have pride to proclaim to the world the sovereignty of Christ and his laws. They should, but they are not. Instead, many Catholics are cowards, ashamed and embarrassed of Christ and his laws and his church. So how many of us feel embarrassed when they ask us, what do you believe? I'm Catholic. Or when you're sitting in a restaurant and you want to say grace before meals, maybe something you just don't want people to see. I'm not saying any of you do this. I'm hoping none of you do. There is no virtue in concealment, continues Pope Pius XI. There is no virtue in concealment. The spirit of peace at any price, which Catholics sometimes bring into public life, is only an unmanly abandonment of true principle or contemptible apathy, while it is always disloyal to our Lord. The enemies of religion and of God could ask for nothing better than that Catholics become apologetic for their existence. We see what the world did to our King, and we joined them in doing it with our sins. The world rejected Christ, crucified him, laughed at him, ridiculed him. As they do to his church, they laugh at the church. Oh, it's ancient, it's all stupid old stuff, it's all superstition. The world has rejected him. Have you rejected him? I know you haven't, because you're here at Mass. But we must love him and be proud of him. He is our King. Let us stand by him under his banner, not the banner of the world. Let us stand under Christ's banner, not be ashamed to wear a crucifix or have a rosary in our cars or in our homes or any place. To not be embarrassed to make the sign of the cross or to pray in public. Let us love our Lord and our King. And if we are proud of him, he will be proud of us before our Father. Let us trust him and look to Christ with love. May the Blessed Virgin Mary intercede on our behalf and obtain for us the grace of faith, hope, and charity. Mary, conceived without the stain of sin, pray for us, who were coarse unto thee.